Jesse Wiseman's Crime Corner is not suitable for all audiences. It is created by and intended for the fun and flirty. Listener discretion is advised.
Looking for a new crime show to binge? I know you are. From the crew at Drinking Bros Podcast and Tetherball Academy Media comes Crime Corner with Jesse Wiseman. Described as a crime show that is more like how you talk with your friends or spouse while watching Dateline, Crime Corner covers cases untouched by other true crime shows, as well as the heavy hitters and the occasional serial killer.
Roger was beating his wife. The hammer, he shot him 2 times, he fell back. So when Detective Charlie Cox, you guys, every time there's a detective in the 80s, their names are amazing, right?
I love that it's real.
911 call from the Winger's home. We're going to listen to that now.
Oh, shit.
Check the place.
Yes, hold me.
What's the problem?
I just saw this man in my house.
He's inside your house.
He beat my wife.
Is he in there right now?
Yes.
Does he have a gun?
The planes are everywhere.
You can find Crime Corner with Jesse Wiseman wherever you listen to podcasts. And video is now available on Spotify.
Okay, I still don't believe that Face Off.
Oh, God. We're not doing this.
Look,
we're not moving on.
We can't do it again.
Talked about
it before. We cannot do it again.
You're not changing my mind.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hey, spooky friends. Hallie here from Macabre, a dark history podcast. And I need your help. I'm running to be the face of Halloween. It's free to vote. It's quick. And you can vote every single day to help me earn that top spot. The link is just waiting for you in the show notes. Just one click and you can help bring Macabre all the way to the top. Let's show the world that our creepy little coven of listeners is the most hauntingly powerful one out there. From each era we've done on Worst Ways to Die, every episode there's one that kind of stands out as the funniest.
Right. You know?
We should do one at the end where we take a clip from each one and just kind of mush them together.
Yes.
Worst Ways to Die of all time, or Best Worst Ways to Die, or something like that. That'd be
right.
Fun.
And we should have like a competition at the end. Be like, who really
the top, worst.
Yeah. Out of that group. Because it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
In some way, shape, or form, it always involves a bird.
You might be right about that.
Oh no. Is it? It's it.
Not.
I can't wait for this one.
But. Still, so far, the track record's pretty good involving birds.
Right? It's crazy.
Are we ready for this?
Yes.
All right. Well, welcome back, Looky Loos, Freaky Friends, Deadly Darlings, Macabre Hotties, to another episode of Macabre, a Dark History Podcast, where on this episode, the wigs are high, the hygiene is questionable, and deaths are absolutely insane, because what else would you expect?
Mm-hmm.
And this week, we're going back to the Baroque period. The Baroque period spanned roughly between 1600 to 1750 and was marked by dramatic flair, extravagant art, and over-the-top everything.
Mm-hmm.
Originating in Italy and spreading across Europe, it was an age of ornate architecture, theatrical music, Bach and Vivaldi, just to name a couple. Mm-hmm. And fashion was so extra, it could kill you, literally. This era was defined by absolute monarchies, religious tension, and a whole lot of performative opulence. Think corsets, tight enough to crack your ribs, wigs tall enough to touch the heavens, and powdered faces that could poison you. And in short, the Baroque period was bold, beautiful, and often deadly in the most absurd ways possible.
Mm-hmm. Oh man, I'm excited.
So, grab your powdered wig, tighten that corset, and prepare for tales of duels, digestion disasters, and a royal throne of the porcelain kind.
Oh no.
Also with the digestion. Why? Why?
Stands the test of time.
Just keeps coming back around like the damn birds.
No.
All right. Well, let's kick things off with duels. In the Baroque way of saying, I respectfully want to murder you at dawn.
Respectively.
Respectively. Back, it was such a like proper way to kill somebody, right? You're like, you're going down. Pencil, let me pull up my schedule. Yeah, this didn't happen. And they're like, well, what's your availability for a possible death? Let me write that in.
Yeah. Would you say 8? Okay. Yep.
The sun might be a little too high at that point. I don't know. Let's talk about dusk. I like death before dusk. Wait, dawn. I got that mixed up.
But death before dusk sounds like a metal band or something. Yes. Fucking awesome.
We need a Baroque period high like wig. Death before dusk.
We really do. That would be hilarious.
Take note, David.
Yes. We also need one now that says, I want to kill you in a duel, respectively.
Oh, God. We haven't even gotten started yet. My face is like beet red at this point. Well, back then, men, usually nobility, dueled over everything, as we know. Yeah. Honor, insults, love, someone breathing too loudly at a harpsichord concert. Case in point, Joseph François Dufour, a French playwright who in 1702 got into a duel because a critic called his comedy too derivative. Which, fair, but Dufour was so offended he challenged the guy to a duel. And it did not go well. He tripped over his own cape and impaled himself with his own rapier. That's right. He died by dramatic irony. The critic didn't even get a chance to raise his sword. Could you imagine showing up to watch that go down?
Yeah. And everybody goes, oh.
And the critic was like, see, I told you. Best duel ever. Almost. There's the next one, known as the infamous fork duel. Yes, you heard that. You've heard that right. This one happened in Poland in 1694. Two noblemen were arguing at dinner, too drunk to find their swords. So they got their forks out and stabbed each other, and one of them bled out. Then the other one got tetanus.
Oh my God.
So there were no winners in this case.
Oh my gosh.
A duel with a rusty fork.
Oh. Huh.
Shit.
What the shit?
I don't know which was better, the guy tripping over his own, you know, cape and impaling himself, or the fork duel. We'll leave that up to you, listeners, to decide which one you think is best.
Yeah.
Well, if the dueling didn't get you back then, your digestive system just might. We've heard this before in other eras, how, you know, things can go really wrong. And with us both having digestive issues, this is not unrealistic at all. So we're going to talk about King George II of Great Britain.
I'm trying really hard
to blame it in. Blair apparently already knows this story, but
I do.
He went out in a way that's almost too poetic. Picture it. The king wakes up, drinks hot chocolate, sits on the royal throne. And by throne, I mean toilet. And dies instantly. Doctors at the time said it was a rupture of the right ventricle. But the autopsy notes are far more graphic. Mm-hmm. He had the digestive issues. And his intestines were so distended with gas, they think he suffered what's called an abdominal aortic aneurysm. Ooh. Basically, his bowels were so full of gas that they exploded.
Yeah.
The royal thong literally went boom. Historians said his last words might have been a grunt or a toot. No one knows. I think he probably screamed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm guessing it was awful.
Right? I can't imagine. I can't imagine.
And then...
That... Oh, that... Go ahead.
Oh, I want to hear the rest.
I'm just like, can you... I mean, literally going out with a bang. Like, I just knowing that after the fact, like, surrounding countries did not let them live that down for
no.
a while.
No. Yeah. That's like the most dishonorable way to die, I think, as a member of royalty.
Right.
Yeah. And then, continuing on with digestive issues. There's Adolf Frederick of Sweden, or as we like to call him, the man who died by pastry. On Fat Tuesday, no less, of 1771, this guy decided to have one final feast. He had lobster, caviar, kippers, which I don't know what kippers are, but okay.
Fish.
Okay. Champagne. And then topped it off with 14 semla buns. 14 pastries, each served in hot milk. 14 is not a snack.
No, that is like, I'm not going to eat for days.
Ever. Again, that's because hours later, he collapsed. And the official cause of death was written as digestive complications. Unofficial cause, death by dessert.
He's got the whole damn bakery in him. Holy shit. And
holy
okay,
shit.
First
yeah.
of all, that's a lot of fish. Like, you're going to have the ocean in there.
Lobster and yeah other
stuff. And then you're
stuff.
Just going to slap a bakery in there.
I wonder how big this guy was. Like, not, you know, not that it matters because, like, your stomach is only. It doesn't matter what size you are, but I'm just thinking, like, just seeing him, I just want to know how much he could fit in there, you know? For scale.
If I can look at a painting. I'm
so,
look it up.
Adolf Frederick of Sweden, King of Semla.
Okay.
Semla being the buns. The pastries. King of the pastries.
King of the piss. Oh. I found a painting. Let's take a look at him. He was portly.
Can you screen share?
I'm going to try. Or.
Patreon, we're trying for you. Trying to get technical
we're
for
trying.
You.
If I put in chat, will they see this?
No, won't. You have to do like the actual screen share.
Yeah. We're going to do this instead. Okay. Bear. Okay. Do you see Adolf? Is it working?
Yeah. All right. Well, he's not a man I would have suspected, you know,
no,
would be able to
like
eat that much.
Portly,
really?
Right?
He looks like a short guy, though.
But, like, you can kind of...
Yeah.
Right? You can...
Well, yeah, right there, they show a little... It's got a little...
But not, like...
Pastry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He seems to just have a dad bod of sorts.
Yeah.
Not doing too hard here.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, that poor guy. Well, I mean, he was happy for a little while, and then he was miserable, because we all know that feeling, right, when you overeat.
Mm. Or cheat.
Yeah.
Or you're like,
when you know you're not supposed to have the pastries.
Yep. That's me.
All right. Well, are you ready for this next segment? I like to call gold, gum disease, and French fire fail.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
So we've covered duels and digestion, but what about doctors? Mm-hmm. Oh, we know medicine during the Baroque period was basically like just trying shit out, fuck around and find out, and then violence. And if you were rich, even worse, because you could actually afford the experimental cures. Yeah.
Sometimes that was even worse.
Oh, yeah. It's about to go down. For example, Alexandra de Delbain, a 17th century French noble who suffered from epilepsy. His court physician convinced him that gold had healing properties. So naturally, they melted down gold coins and made him drink the liquid metal. Guess what happened? Uh-huh. He died almost instantly, as you can imagine, from severe burns to his throat and stomach, internal hemorrhaging, his organs literally cooked from the inside out.
Oh my gosh.
That reminds me of Game of Thrones, that episode the gold. Mm-hmm. I wonder if they got that from...
Good question. Well, there was another historical event, and I guess... Was it before or after this? But that was like a punishment for a very high-up royal. And it's like, if you want gold, you'll get gold. And they made him... Like, they pried his mouth open, and then they... And I think... If I'm remembering this correctly, there's a museum that has the melted portion that entered his body, and it shows.
No way.
I should try to look in. I don't know who that was. I don't remember who it was, but I remember seeing the piece, and it looks crazy.
Yeah.
You can see where it exploded and like.
This would be pretty fucking terrible. This might be one of the worst ways to die.
Yeah.
I mean, it is for this purpose, but
yeah.
Oh man, that'd be so painful.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Well, continuing on with some medical type stuff, this next one is the tragic case of Sigmund von Berken, a German Baroque poet who died during a dental procedure. Now, when I say dentist, in quotes, we really mean the guy with the pliers and no boundaries back in the 1600s. Yep. And poor von Berken had a bad molar. His barber, who was also a surgeon, because that's what they did at the time, they doubled as both, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tried to remove it for him. He broke off the tooth at the root and jammed a metal pick into Sigmund's jaw. But it went a little bit too far. So this resulted in blood infection, a jaw fracture, and septic shock. And this guy suffered for a week and died.
Oh my gosh, I can't imagine.
It's almost like you should have just left the cavity, you know? Like, just deal with the cavity in this situation.
Mm. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Also, teeth and mouth stuff bothers me a lot.
Me too.
So I'm going to have nightmares about that one for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this next one, what would we be doing this episode justice if we didn't have someone setting themselves on fire?
Oh, no.
So welcome Madame Francoise de La Baume, a French aristocrat who tragically perished in 1731 because of flammable beauty standards. She was hosting a salon, full wig, full gown, full candlelight ambiance. A servant behind her got a little bit too close, and her wig, dusted with flammable powder, poof, ignited. The flame spread from the wig to the dress, which was also highly flammable, and she burned to death in front of her guests.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and I don't know if listeners know this, but the wigs at the time were made of combination of like horsehair, and mm-hmm. they had grease and all kinds of, like, everything about the wig at that time was highly, highly flammable. So,
yeah. And that stuff does not come off easy. They couldn't get into it easy. I mean, there's a reason why it took them hours to get ready for a special event.
Yeah. So you can imagine what that would be like. I think back to the circus episode with the melting wax.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Yeah. Not good.
Oh, no.
And then this one is for my book lovers out there, Blair included. This one is also a bit of a macabre public service announcement. So let's introduce Count Giovanni Maria della Torre, an Italian aristocrat and scholar from the late 1600s. A man of books, a man of letters, a man crushed by his own intellect. So in 1688, the Count was reorganizing his massive private library and insisted on doing it himself. Apparently, he had a very particular way that he liked things to be done, and I can relate to that too a little bit.
He's
like, nobody touches my fancy books. I'm going to, nobody's going to put their fingers on my fancy books. So he climbed a ladder to get to like a high point on one of the shelves, lost his balance, and the entire bookcase, which would have been really fucking heavy at that time, which was filled with like leather bound books and encyclopedias and all those things, came toppling down.
Ooh.
And the entire structure collapsed, and the books just pummeled him and he until he was completely buried by the books. By the time his staff dug him out, he was dead. His ribs were crushed. He had a fractured skull, paper cuts, you name it.
Oh my gosh. You know, it's funny you brought this up because before we started recording, I'm actually redoing my bookshelves right now.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. I am. And I'm the same way. It's like, nobody took my shelves because I'm going to restructure. Whoa, that's interesting.
Yeah. Is it mounted to the wall?
No. So if you don't hear from me by tomorrow, will you let me know?
Yeah.
See if you hear from
let
me.
Let somebody know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's over with. I survived.
So yeah, this is a little bit of a shorter episode, but What did we learn on this edition? And I feel like there are a lot of similarities that have been running through the various eras. But
yes,
my takeaway, if you're going to eat pastries, stop at like 10 or 12, maybe. Don't hit that 14 mark. If you're going to challenge someone to a duel, mind your fashion sense. Don't wear a long cape. And definitely don't duel with a rusty fork. And if someone says, hey, try out this new medical cure, you should drink some molten hot gold, maybe don't do that either.
No. No. At all. You know what? We didn't see an animal one this time. So that we've gotten out of the pattern. What do you mean?
We can probably fix that real fast.
Because I was like, oh, we have a new strain of ones. We're going to add up what our favorites are at the end.
Let's see what we can find.
Did you find one?
Yeah, I did.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I can't wait to hear it. I keep finding stuff about music, but it's not.
I feel like we had a similar one. Okay, so this one is the curious case of, I'm going to say maybe Peter is how it's pronounced. Piotr, P-Y-O-T-R.
Okay.
The first diplomat. During the reign of Peter the Great of Russia, one of his diplomats, often unnamed in historical records, met an unexpectedly gruesome and ironic end. This unfortunate nobleman, who was known for his vanity and disdain for rural life, was traveling to attend courtly duties when he was attacked by a large horsefly while passing through the countryside. In a fit of panic and fury, the diplomat began thrashing about trying to kill the fly. According to accounts from the time, he struck himself in the head repeatedly with the butt of his ornate riding crop. One heavy blow reportedly causing him to fall off of his horse, fracturing his skull on a rock, and he died hours later from internal bleeding and head trauma because of a fucking horsefly.
What the? I mean, I thought I was bad with spiders, but that takes that cake away. I'm going to tell Ty that tonight. Like, don't you think that's a little much? Like, is it really that scary? Be like, well, at least I wasn't Peter.
I hope this one is true, too, this next one, because you can't have, you can't not have a bird incident.
Oh.
All right. So Louis de Bourbon, Count of Soissons, a French nobleman and patron of the arts during the Baroque period, reportedly died due to an injury inflicted by his exotic pet bird, a trained eagle. The Count, known for his obsession with rare animals and his flair for the dramatic court displays, kept several exotic pets at his estate, including an eagle that was imported from North Africa. The bird had been trained to perch on his arm during grand entrances at garden parties and masquerade balls. One evening, while showing off to guests, the eagle became agitated, possibly due to heavy perfumes or fireworks, and the bird lashed out, sinking its talons deep into the Count's shoulder and tearing through an artery in his neck. Despite medical attention, obviously there was not a whole lot of stuff they could do at that time for something like that, the Count ended up getting sepsis and died within a few days. Yeah, contemporary diaries of court letters at the time describe the event as both bizarre and suitably dramatic for a man of such theatrical tastes.
Yeah, for real. Oh my god. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Death by bird.
Yeah. Yeah, so basically this guy liked to show off his bird.
And the bird showed off.
And the bird was like, yeah. Oh, man.
I pet it. Wow.
So we had everything from food to medical experiments gone wrong. We did get some animals in there.
Mm-hmm. Clothing.
Fashion.
Yeah.
Fashion. Cool. The one thing I did not include was I didn't include any like torture type stuff because we're going to cover that in a separate episode.
Oh,
it's
going to
be its own episode next season.
The Baroque period, surprisingly, for how artistic it was, definitely got creative in that department.
Yeah, I know there's one called The Wheel that came up and I took it out because I was like, we'll save that for later. But
yeah. Ooh, The Wheel's bad.
They're all bad.
They're all bad, but
very cringy. Yeah. Uncomfortable episode.
Pair of Anguish.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Yeah. So, do you have a favorite from this episode?
You know, I think my favorite is the guy that tripped over his own cape.
Yeah. Pierce himself.
Yeah.
Food one gets me.
Yeah,
pastries.
Too.
That one gets me. It's like, that is the true definition of gluttony.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely.
14 buns. 14 pastry buns.
Yeah, on top of so many fish. Like, why? Why? And I want to know how big they were. Because sometimes it's like, okay, if you're getting like little bun. But
oh, yeah. We could probably look that up, too. So called semlas? Semlas.
Semlas? Either way, even if it was small, that's still.
14 small ones is still a lot. That's like if you think of donut holes. If you eat 14 donut holes, that's still a lot, you know?
Right? And you said they were soaked in milk.
Yeah.
Oh, they're the size of your palm. And they have like cream on top too.
Oh, yummy.
They're dang. Oh, yeah. They look delicious. But I'm like, you eat fucking 14 of these?
Death by deliciousness.
Yeah. Like, think of a hamburger and the how tall it can be, how much heft mm-hmm. it's got. Yeah, that is how big semla. This thing is. And then on top of it, it has cream and fruit.
Yummy.
Well, now I want a semla.
Not the worst way to go, I guess. Although I'm sure it was very excruciating because if you have digestive issues, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, the one guy literally exploded on the toilet.
Yeah.
From the inside. Ow.
Oh. I can't.
Yeah, I don't want to.
I've already had.
Oh.
But now I want a semla. As bad as that sounds.
I do like cream puffs. I like cream puffs a
right?
lot.
Delicious. Mm.
Well, on that note. I hope you had fun listening to The Worst Ways to Die in the Baroque period.
That was pure gold. No pure pun gold. Intended.
Pun intended. What's our next time period?
Let's see. I believe we get into... I can't think of the name of it off the top of my head, but it's I think it's classical period, but let me double check.
I feel like a lot of this stuff starts to run together until we get into a big shift in right. time, you know, in the culture and that sort of thing.
Right. And okay, so it looks like it is the classical period that's next, which is kind of the hangover from the Baroque period, I guess you could say. It started right in 1750 and it went up into the very early part of the 1800s. And the classical period has people like Mozart, you know, and Haydn and yeah. So, because of how crazy Mozart was, I feel like there's probably going to be some crazy deaths to match for sure. There was some crazy parties in the classical period.
Something to look forward to, people.
Yep.
Sure, there will be some poison involved.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Some accidental poisons, too. Mm-hmm. Not just the planned ones.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, that's all I have on this little Worst Ways to Die gilded Baroque edition.
Oh.
Till next time.
Till next time. I'm just going to keep thinking about it.
We'll shock you later.
Yeah. Until then. Bye.
Bye.